This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells from pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the 3-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We have been warned that home heating oil prices will skyrocket this winter. Well, now National Grid and Eversource say we could be in for some sticker shock as well when we open our electric bills.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
National Grid said it is looking to increase rates this winter by more than 60% from a year ago.
They can't do that. She's on a very fixed income.
Gas, food, transportation, clothing, basics of life. This is very painful for people.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And we saved the planet. We're saving the planet with record $360 billion.
It's not about the money. I, my friend, am now part of the Green Revolution.
Are you? Most electricity still comes from gas plants and coal-burning smokestacks. Do you know where your electricity comes from?
It's all about pushing, pushing, pushing.
Hey, where's your dignity? Spread out.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And that's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the show today. People wanted to keep talking apparently about the electric fees, electric vehicles. The economy seems to be teetering on the edge. What the Dow Jones Industrial Average stock market was down earlier in the day about 750 points. It rallied smartly. It's only down now at the close of trading for the day, 486 points or so. What a great day. So it only lost another, it didn't lose 2% today. It lost 1.6% today. 844-500-4242. You know, we keep coming back to this. Where do you charge your car? You know, 781 says, where do you charge your car when you live on the fourth floor of a condo building that has 180 units? Brilliant liberals. And, you know, suppose a hurricane hits Florida. It's way out in the future, but there could be a hurricane barreling down on Florida. So how many charges is, you know, when a hurricane nears Florida or anywhere, the traffic gets really snarled as everyone's trying to flee to safety and higher ground and further inland. I mean, how many charges is it going to take to get out of the path of a hurricane? Just asking. 844-500-4242. Of course, Brandon today was in front of the DNC and the National Education Association. What's the difference, right? It's the same thing, ultimately. And he was touting how great the economy is. And, you know, I guess it is if you're a teacher and you've had the last 2 years off because of the COVID panic. Maybe it is a good. It's not good for your kids, that's for sure. And I don't think a lot of teachers agree that it was good for them to have the last 2 years off, basically, and doing these Zoom instruction, which really isn't instruction. But Biden, there's so many weird things that he said today. But I think the one that's getting the most attention is, you know, he's got this problem with this diary of his daughter saying that she took inappropriate showers with him at the age of 11. And she said it screwed up her entire life since then. And then she's had substance abuse problems and all kinds of difficulties in life. But so, you know, and he never is asked about it because he's a Democrat. And they're prosecuting the people who took the diary when she abandoned it. But anyway, so here a guy who's been credibly accused in a diary from his daughter that he was taking showers with his daughter when she was 11. Should you really be talking about what he's about to be saying here in this sound cut from this afternoon? Cut three.
You gotta say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway. This woman helped me get an awful lot done. At any rate.
She was 12, I was 30. I don't know.
Let me pull this out for you.
How did he know she wasn't 16? She showed him her library card. 844-500-4242. We'll play one more. We'll play these as we go through the hour. I want to take a lot of calls this hour because this is really a big issue and it's only going to get bigger. The cost of staying warm this winter, it's just going to get worse and worse. And it's yet another Achilles heel of the Democrats. That's why they want to keep talking about abortion. And Donald Trump and Ashley Babbitt Day, January 6, 2021. This is Biden bragging in D.C., cut 14.
I've taken on the RNA and I beat them before and I plan on doing it again.
Did you hear that right? Did I hear that right, Taylor?
He's taking on the Registered Nurses Association?
The RNA. He's taken on the RNA.
I've taken on the RNA and I beat them before and I plan on doing it again.
Can we quote you on that, Mr. President?
Can you take on the mRNA? I think there are a lot of people that are pretty upset about that.
I think the mRNA has been responsible for more sudden adult death syndrome fatalities than the RNA or the NRA or combined. 844-500-4242. By the way, Chief Chris Greeley of the Holden, Maine Police Department. He's a friend of the show. His department's having a big charity yard sale tomorrow with lots of brand new stuff for sale from 9 to noon tomorrow at the Holden Police Department. This is in suburban Bangor, Maine. The Darling's Ice Cream truck will also be on hand with free ice cream. We're located at 570 Main Road in Holden, Maine. So get down there. It's for charity events, and they've got lots of brand new stuff at their yard sale. The Holden Police Department and the Darling's Ice Cream truck will be there. That's tomorrow from 9 to noon. Chris Greeley is a good friend of the show. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Howie. I'm driving from Plymouth, Massachusetts to St. Petersburg, Florida, and I have an electric car. So I leave here. And it used to take me 2 days at ease, you know, stopping down
right.
in Carolina somewhere.
Right.
Now I get to New Jersey or New York, and I got to find a place to charge up my electric car, and then I have to sit around for I don't know how many hours to charge it up. And then I have to go after that down another 300-400 miles and find another charging station. And how many days does it take to get to Florida anymore with electric cars?
Well, you tell me. You have the. Are you saying this? Was that a hypothetical situation you were offering me?
Yeah. Yes, hypothetical. I don't have an electric car, nor do I want one, or will I ever buy one? You know.
Well, you know, Bob, at some point you may not have a choice, right? I mean, you know, Massachusetts has this law that kicks in. If California jumps over the cliff, we have to jump over the cliff. A lot of states are in this situation. And so 2035, you may not have a choice, Bob. What are you going to do then?
Howie, I'm 80 years old.
Theoretically, what would you do?
I know. It's so ridiculous. The whole thing is so ridiculous. I just can't listen to it anymore.
I know. I don't understand it. And the chargers break down. We had someone texting in yesterday. There was heavy rains, and they said the charger was flooded. Other people say that you put two chargers in on a block, and you might have brownouts. And then they put in. It's a hassle. 603. My new tenant just got a company Tesla. He wants me to install a charger for his use. You know what? You know, they have these tenant, these landlords associations. We used to belong to one when we had rental property. And, you know, they're going to have to issue new contracts saying, we are not responsible for charging your electric vehicle. Be forewarned, future tenant, that there will be no charger installed, or there will be a charger installed at only at your own cost, or you'll have to post a bond so that you're not going to knock out the electricity for the entire building. I mean, I could see this happening. There are so many problems, so many headaches are going to be produced by this insane switchover to electric vehicles. 844-500-4242. Our listeners love the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One listener texted in, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier has been so great for us. Hockey season is starting and driving several hours in the car with my 12-year-old and his stinky hockey bag is now so much easier to endure. After two games on a Saturday, we can bring his sweat-soaked equipment into the house rather than letting it freeze in the car this winter. Thanks, Eden Pure. One of our VIPs from New Hampshire told me a couple of weeks ago that his wife sells used clothing online. Nice stuff, but sometimes the clothes come with lingering smoke or cat smells. So she uses the extension cord and puts the Eden Pure in a bag with the clothes, and all the unpleasant odors are gone within an hour. Jared, Grace's producer, that heard about that and did the same thing with his sneakers. And he said they got rid of most of the smell. For all your unwanted smells from pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, sneakers, whatever, you need the Thunderstorm. With inflation, more people are buying their Christmas gifts early. Buy the 3-pack and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
With HelloFresh, I've learned that my busy fall schedule does not mean I have to compromise on wholesome, delicious meals. Get 65% off plus free shipping with code Howie65 at HelloFresh.com/Howie65. That's a good deal, 65% off for HelloFresh. Patrice from Arlington made her HelloFresh pork schnitzel last night. She just emailed me, just stupendous. It was great. She's tried chicken schnitzel in the past, and now she made pork schnitzel. Sounds really good. You get lots of great products at HelloFresh, lots of great meals. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What's going to happen in the midterms? Republicans take control of the House and the Senate. Each party will control one body of Congress, or Democrats retain control of both the House and the Senate?
I'm going to say the Republicans are going to take control of both branches.
72% say that'll be the scenario. 20% say it'll be a split. 8% think it will be status quo.
All right. 844-500-4242. 603 says only a matter of time before Cambridge and Somerville require landlords to provide EV chargers. My question is, where are you going to put them? You got all those three-deckers, you know, and parking, and a lot of the three-deckers, they don't have any deeded parking spaces. So where are you going to put the charger? I don't think there's a good answer to that. And how much does a charger cost, by the way? And if you have to put the charger out on the street, how are you going to prevent someone else from coming in and stealing your electricity? These are all questions I have not seen the answers to, and I don't think anybody has been even asking those questions, or at least no one other than you know, some wokester from San Francisco who Michelle Wu hired to be her chief of staff. 844-500-4242. 42. Another 603. You think Massachusetts will squander the opportunity to create a new authority? The vehicle charging registry will license chargers, require commercial and tenant property stations carry badges, guns, etc. Like, you mean like the environmental police, only this will be the battery charger police, the BCP. According to a report today from the BCP, Randy,
do they have any affiliation with the RNA?
The RNA. He fought the RNA. I fought the RNA and I won. That's what Brandon said today in D.C. Randy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Randy.
Howie, nice to talk to you. I'm so honored. Been a longtime listener, and I've been listening since Mumbles Menino. And speaking of Mumbles Menino, it reminds me of Joe Biden. Anyway, putting that aside, I'd like to talk about the charger.
Yes.
I'm a 40-year veteran electrician, licensed master electrician, okay?
Yeah.
And we have over 200 million cars on the road today, right?
Yes.
So just say, for instance, we change over 100 million cars. Imagine everybody going out and putting 50-amp, 240-volt plugs on their house to plug these cars in after a day's work. And imagine everyone coming home from work at 4 o'clock and everybody plugging in at the same time.
Right.
I think the electric companies are terrified of the load that's going to put on the on our.
They absolutely are, Randy. Look out in California when they had the heat wave last month. They were telling the people in California, and I think it's, what is it, 2% of the cars in California are electric. They were saying, don't charge your vehicles between the hours of 4 and 9 p.m. So what are they going to do? You're right. What are they going to do when instead of a few hundred thousand, it's 10 million vehicles? What are they going to do?
Exactly. Exactly. They're going to be, I mean, I think they're salivating at the fact that they might make all this extra money, but they're still worried about that grid. And speaking of the grid, okay, they have the balls to go ahead and double charge us for power, which is fine because, you know, they're going to, you know, the price of natural gas is up because of Biden's policies. But what about the delivery charge? They haven't put in any new pipes or lines or wires or power poles. The delivery charge, why do they think they have the right to double charge us for a new delivery charge when they're going to send the power down the same lines?
I don't know the answer to that question, Randy, but I know that the Democrat politicians who were, basically controlled by the Green Mafia, if you want to call it that, the climate cult. They're trying to stop all of these, whether it's nuclear power or new gas or coal plants or any kind of new pipelines that will bring energy or fossil fuel into the region. It's insane. 617 says got an estimate for a charging station in the house. Electrician quoted $1,600. $1,600. That seems cheap to me. I'm going to guess that once everybody starts putting them in, these charging stations or thinking about putting them in, or once these new edicts go in that you can only have electric cars, I mean, it's the price is going to go up. Thanks for the call there, Randy. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
You know, I keep hearing the questions about, you know, what are people supposed to do to charge their cars? What are people supposed to do to keep their homes? So the bottom line is you don't. We're going to have to beg the government for everything. They know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, no, I know. I saw a quote today saying, redistribution of wealth, the reality is, it's redistribution of power from the individual to the state. So Steve's right. We're going to have to be begging the state for anything that we have, whether, it's power or medical care or anything. And that's not the way you want to live. That's the way That's the way the old Soviet Union was. And ask anyone who came out of the old Soviet Union or out of the old Warsaw Pact country. Ask anyone who fled Cuba or more recently Venezuela. Ask them how it works with the government controlling all the levers of power. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Just checking the internet during the break, and I see this headline from Bloomberg News. California moves to ban natural gas furnaces and heaters by 2030. What could possibly go wrong, right? 844-500-4242. We're going to go back, and we're talking about EVs and the coming winter, and the fact that electricity rates are through the roof, that home heating oil costs are out of control. Ditto propane, ditto cordwood. It's just a disaster. And again, this is not something because of a war in the Mideast that we weren't involved in or a regime overthrow. This was all brought on by domestic policy and also the foreign policy of encouraging a war between Russia and Ukraine, which has impacted Europe. And now we're going to bail Europe out by shipping them LNG and other fossil fuels. And it's driving up the price here. So we're paying a price economically, if not militarily, for a war that we have no real stake in. 844-500-4242. But first, let's play a couple more of these Biden cuts from today. Cut 15.
Millions out of work. Food lines are stretched for miles. Remember seeing all those food lines? People in nice looking automobiles waiting for an hour, hour and a half just to have a bucket of a box of food put in their trunk? In the United States of America.
A bucket of food in your trunk.
KFC's $5 fill-up.
That would be very messy, especially if you were getting, what are my choices? I got slop or thin gruel. I'll take a bucket of slop. Just put it in the trunk. Cut 16.
So we acted quickly. We passed the American Rescue Plan, which lifted this nation from economic crisis.
Ramble on, Dementia Joe. Ramble on. Cut 17.
This law will cut costs for families, help reduce inflation at the kitchen table. The way we always measured inflation, and my dad was a graceful, hard-working guy. He worked he worked a lot his whole life. And my dad used to talk about whether inflation or the situation of a family that have breathing room is at the end of the month when you paid all your bills, did you have a little bit left?
He was a graceful, hard-working man. Graceful, hard-working. Cut 18.
So there's more than one way. More than one way to deal with the inflation of a family, to lower the price of the things they have to deal with.
The inflation of a family. You mean like having another kid? Is that inflation of a family?
Or having buckets of food.
Eight buckets of food. Remember them standing in line? They were in line in nice cars waiting for buckets of food. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, Howie. Yeah, has it dawned on Brandon and the crew that, you know, this increase that's coming down the pike, like Eversource and National Grid, is going to have a cascading effect? So like Market Basket and Stop and Shop and all the retailers, even some of the retail gasoline stations, you know, electricity is going to go up or their gas is going to go up 64% or whatever, and who's going to pay for that? So not only are you going to have to deal with your, you know, oil or gas bill going through the roof, but you know, you're going to have to deal with, I think, just incredible inflation. I mean, these people are...
Well, I mean, Peter, the people at the White House obviously aren't too bright. You see them on TV every night. They're idiots. They're ignorant. They're uneducated. Just plain stupid on top of everything else. They're not very bright. But I mean, look at the people that on Wall Street. Look at what's happening to the stock market. That's an indication. I mean, people know how people on who have skin in the game know exactly how bad it's going to be. That's why it's that's why it's going down. Thanks for the call, Peter. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, good afternoon, Howie.
Hi.
I'm going to get this out quick. This is what happens when you have politicians playing with science, spending billions of dollars on dreams. And I'll tell you something. This guy, hasn't the electric company stepped up and just told him how idiotic this whole idea is? Is anyone standing out to tell anybody? Because this is going to wind up just like the Ford companies. Buckets and buckets of trucks with no chips in them. You're going to have auto cars with no lithium batteries. You're going to run out. I'm telling you, these people have no idea what they're doing. But yet, spend taxpayers' money on just all these hopes and dreams. And, you know, again, we're losing out. It just blows my mind.
People have just got to wake up and try to do something about this on November the 8th. They've got to get rid of as many Democrats as possible in elective office and just try to set up a situation where they can, you know, it's not trying to get anything positive done. It's just trying to stop these people from destroying everything. They're on a mission. They're on a mission. I know it's not from God because they don't believe in God. A mission from dog to destroy everything in America. They're running a bust out on the entire nation. And if people don't realize this, we're in deep, deep trouble. Thanks for the call, John. 844-500-4242, 781. Did you see the recent article that Russia and Ukraine were ready to sign a peace treaty in April? Yeah, it was in one of Foreign Affairs, one of those kind of highbrow publications, but they seem to have a lot of sources on this one. One of the conditions was that Ukraine stay out of NATO, and the West pressured Zelensky to reject it. Europe is going to freeze this winter because of that decision. Yeah, I saw the story and I thought, why would the U.S. be pressuring Ukraine not to take that kind of deal? I mean, why would you want this incredibly destructive conflict to continue? 844-500-4242. By the way, there was an interesting piece in the Wall Street Journal today about the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Less than 2 years into his presidency, President Biden has reduced more oil from the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve than all previous presidents combined. Combined. Everybody. To date, Brandon has allowed over 200 million barrels to be withdrawn, more than 30% of the reserve he inherited, intended to be used in case of urgent need. The urgent need is the midterms. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve, SPR, is at its lowest level since 1984, when U.S. oil consumption was considerably less and the reserve was initially being stocked. This is a national security risk. Even before Russia invaded Ukraine in February, Mr. Biden has been aggressively tapping the SPR. Before this regime, there'd only been three emergency releases. 17 million barrels during Operation Desert Storm in 1991, 21 million barrels following Hurricane Katrina in 2005, and 30 million barrels following the Libya military intervention in 2011.
As soon as the election's over, they're artificially... I filled up the strategic reserves when oil was cheap. I bought 75 million barrels at a very, very cheap price. Filled it all up right to the top. First time it happened in 50 years where it was filled to the top. And they've taken that and they're giving it to people. It's supposed to be meant for war and for the military. Right. They're giving to people to keep the oil prices down before an election. That's where it's being used. When the election is over, gasoline will go through the roof.
All right.
And so will your heating bills. So will your electric bills.
Mr. Biden's rapid depletion of the SPR, Strategic Petroleum Reserve, means the current supply would only cover about 50 days if imports suddenly ceased. Also troubling is Mr. Biden's business with dubious regime. He has sold our oil to China and continued importing Russian oil weeks after the Ukraine invasion. He pandered to Saudi Arabia for oil after promising to make the country a pariah, and even courted Venezuela in a bid to increase the authoritarian regime's production. So at the same time, he's saying we can't do anything about sending the Venezuelans back because they're fleeing communism. He's trying to buy oil from the communist regime that is, according to reports this week, is closing its prisons and telling all the prisoners to go north to America, just like Fidel Castro did with the Mariel boat lifts in 1980. Mr. Biden played a main role in creating this precarious situation with his campaign promise to end fossil fuels. This started with an executive order on Inauguration Day halting the Keystone XL pipeline, and has continued with Mr. Biden essentially halting federal oil and gas leases. This administration has leased fewer acres than any other administration since the end of World War II. This week, the White House announced plans to release another additional 10 million barrels from the SPR in early November. This could perhaps be an attempt. This is an attempt to tamp down gasoline prices before the midterm elections. Laurie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Laurie. You there, Laurie?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I don't know where I read this. I can't remember where I read this. You may want to look into it. That when someone needs a battery replacement for these electric cars, that battery is going to cost $4,000.
Yeah, I think that's the low end. That's your popular priced battery. I think it can go a lot higher than that, though. There was a story a couple of weeks ago. Somebody was told they had to buy a battery, and it was the replacement battery was worth more than it was worth. Would cost more than the entire vehicle. It was an older vehicle, obviously. I think it cost $15,000, and they could have bought a used car, not a good used car, obviously, but a used car that would get them around gasoline-powered for $5,000. 844-500-4242. Fall is just around the corner, and as cold weather sets in, your body can get tighter and more rigid. And the weather really is getting colder now. For the month of September, Balance 7 is offering $15 off to my listeners. I'm ready for the new season, and my case of Balance 7 is already shipped to Florida. With $15 off and free shipping, this is the perfect time to give Balance 7 a try. If you're already a satisfied Balance 7 customer, take advantage of this savings with code Howie. When you buy the 4-pack, you're spending less than $2 per day for great energy. Compare that to what you spend every day at your local coffee shop. Wouldn't it be better to get Balance 7 and have energy throughout the day for less than $2 per day? You know you should steer clear of those sugary energy drinks loaded with caffeine. You know what happens, you just crash later in the day. You're better off with Balance 7. It dilutes the acid that's built up in your body over the years from eating acidic foods. When that acid is neutralized, your immune system functions as if you were 20 years old again. Balance 7 drives out the acid built up from beer, wine, soft drinks, processed meats, and other foods, so you feel better and sleep better. It also helps with acid reflux, heartburn, or joint discomfort. I'm a real customer of Balance 7. I pay for the product even when they're not advertising on the show because it's good for me. I love Balance 7. That's why I've been taking it for more than a year now. Balance 7 is made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order at balance7.com and use code word Howie to save $15 and get free shipping. Do your body a favor. Call 800-793-9039, 800-793-9039, and don't forget code Howie. Order now. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarshow.com.
And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Here's Joe Biden with a promise again in his address to the National Education Association in D.C. this morning. Cut five.
We'll once again make grow the law of the land, and we'll once again protect the women's right to choose.
Make grow the law of the land? I didn't know that grow had been outlawed. Make grow the law of the land. Now that
is he saying he's going to legalize marijuana?
I've never heard marijuana. I've heard marijuana called by many names, but I've never heard it called
grow. Grow your own marijuana. Nobody calls it grow, but a lot of people grow their own.
Make grow the law of the land. Maybe that's what he was saying, and I just didn't. I'm just not as hep as Dementia Joe. Okay, so Rick Scott, he loves Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, because he said that, you know, all government expenditures should be up for review every 5 years. So no other Republicans in the Senate, not to mention Democrats, go along with this, but Rick Scott promoted it, and so Biden's been running with it's like the people coming out of the woods in Charlotte or Charleston or Charlottesville or Charlestown, wherever he says he mixes up the wherever they're coming out of the woods from. But anyway, here's Rick Scott, the boogeyman, made his appearance today in Brandon's speech. Cut six.
Senator Rick Scott of Florida has proposed a plan to put Social Security in the chopping block every 5 years. De novo. No, I know this sounds like, but I really mean it. Look, go on the internet and check it out. They've laid out the platform. It means every 5 years, according to if they succeed in the Senate.
Could you repeat that, Brandon? Cut seven.
Look, go on the internet and check it out. They've laid out the platform.
Chopping block. He's putting Social Security on the chopping block. Cut nine.
He wants to put Social Security in the chopping block every single year.
I thought it was every 5 years. Now it's every single year. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Oh, what's going on, Howie?
Just trying to get through the day, John. Trying to get through to the spring. If we can make it through December, as Merle Haggard used to say.
That's right. Weather the storm, brother.
Yes, exactly.
When I got out of the military, I honorably discharged. My wife was pregnant. I flew back home, and I drove cross-country. When a 1968 GTO 400, four-speed. Oh, I don't know how much gas I used, but I was going very quick. And I got back here with the 4 days, okay, fossil fuels. And you, as Taylor, do the math. You can only drive 800 miles on a full charge with an electric car.
That's a supercharge. It's more like 300 or 400 miles, John, and most of them. You know, a guy's texting me saying Tesla's coming out with better batteries every year. I'll wait till it's perfected a little more. Thanks for the call, John. Lou, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah, it's on the outside, 300 now, 250 miles during the winter. Anyway, I had occasion to speak with a business owner a couple weeks ago, and I learned something that I absolutely did not know. He's got two very large buildings installing solar panels almost every square inch of the flat roofs. Of course, the electric provider is involved, and they were concerned because three doors down, a very large distribution center is doing the same. And here's the kicker. This is a follow-up to your master electrician call. Our grids are not able to handle the overgeneration, particularly on weekends.
Yeah. You know, I've been reading more. We're going to have to... We don't have much time, Lou, but we're going to have to talk more about that. That they can't even handle the solar power when it's a sunny day. I'm Howie Carr.